Well, different circumstances, that would have been a terrific fight back, but given the plight that you're
Jack,
in.
Jack, it shouldn't have been a fight back.
No, it shouldn't, you're right.
We should have been home and host. Yeah. Again, we've missed, I don't know how many chances before we score. And then Zach's had a great chance to equalise, and, you know, it's not good enough, because you can talk about tactics and team selection and everything, but when you're missing glaring opportunities like we are, it's very hard to take. And we murdered Ipswich tonight.
Yeah.
Murdered them. And then McGoolie slips.
Yeah.
And I, you know, again, you can't legislate for that. You know, he's come and then he slipped and they've scored the header. But, you know, maybe we should have defended it better anyway. You know, you can't take chances on your goalie coming. But it's very, very frustrating again.
Yeah, and it's very difficult, even more so now with 10 games to go.
Yeah, we got to, you know, we should be winning games. You know, I don't know how many times I've have to say it. There's, I don't know if there's a mental fragility at times, or we just seem to get punished. I mean, their first goal was out of nothing. You know, it's a wonder goal, but you got to take that on the chin. But we should have been one or two up by then. So I can't fault the players. The performance again was excellent.
Yeah. What's your instinctive feeling between now with the remaining 10-0 and given the takeover talk and everything else that's moved on a little bit further?
Well, I think the takeover is going to happen. You know, it looks, you know, very likely, which is great news. But then, you know, you need to get the embargo lifted and get the accounts put through. I don't know how long that takes before we can add to the squad. But, you know, we just got to keep going. Got Preston here. And again, it's a chance to win a game. We've had so many chances, like, you know, over the past 4 or 5 weeks, and they'll put teams away.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not mathematically sealed, I guess you're just going to fight and battle.
Yeah, we don't look like a team at the bottom of the league, but the table doesn't lie, and we just keep getting punished for, you know, basic mistakes. They didn't look like scoring. We get a set play, and, you know, we don't defend it properly, and we find ourselves remarkably 2-0 down in a game that we've totally dominated again.
Yeah, and no Woolery on the bench. I mean, you lost Emil Heskey before the start. Was that disruptive again?
Well, Woolery was going to start. You know, we had him down to start, but he felt ill and he was sick at pre-match, and then he did a fitness test and felt that he wasn't well enough to take part, so we had to make the change. And I've never been at a club where players pull out on the day of a game so much in my life.
Yeah.
I always thought he wanted to play, you know.
Yeah. How do you feel now about the whole structure, given the position of Bolton Wanderers? How do you, as Neil Lennon, feel about your future? And, you know, have you even had time to consider that?
Not really. There's an air of uncertainty. People will look at results and say, well, he's probably not done a good job there. But, I mean, there are mitigating circumstances to everything, I suppose. But I suppose, as a manager, it's a results-driven business, and we haven't had enough positive results, even though the performances have been good.